Residents of two Manhattan public housing campuses are considering a controversial new proposal to demolish their apartments and build new ones. WNYC's David Brand explains.
Darlene Waters has lived in the Chelsea houses since the 1960s. As the Tenant Association president, her first floor office is filled with photos and flyers for upcoming events. She loves the community where she grew up and raised her kids. But the actual buildings, not so much.
There's too many leaks and no water or no hot water or no steam, no heat, no all of this. Elevator stuck all the time. And the mold, people shouldn't have to live this way.
Waters is now backing a plan that once seemed unthinkable, demolishing the towers that make up the Chelsea and neighboring Elliott and Fulton houses, home to around 5,000 people, and erecting brand new buildings. It's a controversial idea, but she says tenants are leading the way.
It's a community. Everybody has the right to know and the right to choose what they want. So this is the way to do it.
Back in 2021, they chose a pair of private developers to manage the properties. It's part of a larger strategy for fixing New York City Housing Authority complexes by turning them over to private managers. Residents supported a plan where the developers, Related Companies, and its partner Essence Development would renovate their apartments, collect rents, and get to build new market-rate housing next door. But Waters says many residents wondered why they couldn't get in new buildings too. Now the developers say it might be cheaper to do just that. Essence's founder Jamar Adams says tenants would maintain the same lease rights in new buildings.
Exactly the same as it looks, you know, right now.
But the plan has its skeptics. Residents who wonder if their rent will stay the same. Or, if they have a two-bedroom apartment, will they get another like it? Mike Noble is an Elliott Houses resident who serves on the local community board. He supports the teardown plan, but here's the concerns.
This is the only asset that most of the people here have. And when it appears to be in jeopardy, people freak out. I understand that.
Rodney Johnson is a cook who has lived in the Elliott Houses since 2013. He says the new building idea sounds great in theory, but wonders if some people will be left behind in what would be a years-long undertaking.
That's a process.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that easy.
That process resumes Wednesday, when tenants meet to learn more about the demolition idea. Waters says they'll be in charge of the final decision. David Brand, WNYC News.